Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveRVFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, should I give this man a second chance? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 33 and I'm having a hard time dating black men. I'm running into the wrong one, so I won't say that all black men are a trip. I was dating a guy that I met on a blind date. He was married to a white woman for 4 years and I could see why he's divorced. I shouldn't have kept dating him after our first date. He's very confident and cocky. He brags about working out all of the time, and he loves talking about his two cars and his new small home. The house is nothing to brag about, but I was happy for him and helped him decorate the house. 3 months into dating, he wouldn't talk when we went on dates. He said that I overtalk him and it's always mindless conversation. That was quite offensive, but I kept dating him. We started having sex and I had to limit it to a few days a week because I felt like we shouldn't even be having sex before marriage. He said that's exactly why black women get left behind, because we have too many hangups and rules when we're dating. He's also commented on my attitude and basically referred to me as an angry black woman after a waitress spilled a glass of water on me by mistake. I was shocked, but not mad, and I was not rude to that woman. I cut back on the time I spent with him, and then he ghosted me. Weeks later, he was dating another woman and he posted her on Facebook. I was jealous because I never got posted, so I called to tell him that. He said he posted her to get my attention. He said he misses me and he asked if he can get a second chance. I was excited at first and then I remembered how he treated me. Is it a bad idea to give him a second chance? Yes, it's a bad idea. I think you need to reread your own letter that you wrote us. So you can really hear what you've said about this man, especially the angry black woman part. This is even more offensive coming from a black man. I'm sure with the stupid stuff that was coming out of his mouth on a regular, he gave you plenty of stuff to be angry about. I bet his ex was an angry white woman with him. You got to ask yourself, how has he changed from the first time around? Because you don't post yourself with another woman if you want to get back with someone. You call her, you apologize, you ask for forgiveness, you come bearing gifts, anything other than what he did. I think this guy is immature. I think he's disrespectful. And if you take him back, it's going to be more of the same. He has shown you who he is. Believe him. Steve?
Well, I agree with you, Shirley. The problem I have with this letter is near everything. Just every line in it. Should I give this man a second chance? Okay, well, let's see if you should. I'm 33. I'm having a hard time dating black men. All right, well, get a white man. That's all. Get a Latino man. Get an Asian man. Go ahead. Go ahead. I don't know what y'all think finna happen. We all the same. We the same. But go ahead and try. I'm running into the wrong one, so I won't say that all black men are a trip. You attract the wrong one, and you pick the wrong ones. I was dating a guy I met on a blind date. He was married to a white woman for 4 years, and I could see why he's divorced. So you having trouble dating black men. You go get a black man that's having trouble dating black women. So he's married to a white woman. And you thought, well, since he married a white woman, let me give it a shot. What was your plan? Was you going to act more white? What was the thought process here? I'm just trying to figure out what this got to do with anything. I shouldn't have kept dating him after our first date. Well, why ain't you stop? See, I told you, I just have a problem with everything in this letter. He's confident and cocky. He brags about working out all the time. And he loves talking about his two cars and his new small home. Well, you know, he probably come from one raggedy car and he probably had an apartment. Run the gym all the time. He cocky. Talking about working out. Now he got two cars and a little house. Ain't nothing wrong with that. The house is nothing to brag about, but I was happy for him and I helped him decorate the house. Oh, now you out there decorating a little tiny home. Okay. Okay. What you had to buy one pair of curtains? That's all? What we do? You just bought one rug and you take your toe and when you use the toilet, you take your toe and you start cooking, you take your toe and you slide the rug over in front of the stove. And then when you go sit on the toilet, you slide the rug back in front of the toilet. That's how you decorate a tiny home. You can save money. You ain't got to buy, but, you know, one pair of curtains to decorate a tiny home. Okay, anyway. Here we go. And we'll come back and I'll just finish up with what's wrong with the whole letter.
All right. All right, we'll have part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter, Steve, at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's title is, the subject is, should I give this man a second chance? We'll get back into it right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, should I give this man a second chance?
Well, since I started this letter, I found nothing redeeming in this letter. So let's just go through it real quickly. And to get to the end, should you just give him a second chance? 33, you're having a hard time dating black men. Okay. I said, so, well, go get another one. White, Latino, Asian. Just go get another one. I won't say that all black men are a trip. I was dating a guy I met on a blind date. He was married to a white woman for 4 years, and I could see why he's divorced. Oh, okay. So since you're having trouble dating black men, you decided to date another black man that didn't like black women. And that's not that. Maybe he found love in this white lady. I don't know. You can find love anywhere, I guess. So, but I don't know why you put this in the letter. So, okay. Nice try. I shouldn't have kept dating him after our first date. Right there. Why did you keep dating him then? Okay, he's confident and cocky. He brags about working out all the time. He loves talking about his two cars and his new small home. He got a tiny house and he got two cars. Okay, but you were happy for him and you helped him decorate the house. Don't take long. Don't take long. Tiny houses. You just need one throw rug, and you just pull it with your toe around the house and let it be the rug wherever you are. Like, you want a rug to get out the bed, just pull it with your toe from out in front of the toilet, and you can step out on the floor in the bed. You can take that same toe and drag it in front of the shower, and now you step out on that same rug right after the shower. And then you go in there to cook, just take your toe and pull that rug right over in front of that stove and start cooking. And then it's time to eat, take the other toe and drag it up by your chair, and now you can eat barefooted by the table. It's so beautiful. There's a lot of advantages to tiny houses.
You're crazy.
But you're going to have to get your toes worked on. You're going to have to get your toe
what
strength
you
up, because that's how you pull that rug around.
Work your toes need to go to the gym.
Yeah, that big toe. You got to make that big toe strong, because you get a cramp in it if you ain't careful. And anyway...
Crazy, man.
And then I told him, y'all was going out for 3 months, and he wouldn't talk on the dates. He said you over-talked him, and with mindless conversation. And that was offensive, but you kept dating him, and I started having sex with him, and I had to limit it to a few days a week because I felt like we shouldn't even be having sex before marriage. Did you tell him that? Or this is just something you came up with? Because he was busy, seemed like. You had to cut him down. And then anyway, he said that's exactly why black women get left behind, because we got too many hang-ups and rules when we dating. But he's married to the white lady, and he got a divorce. So maybe it's him.
Yeah.
Maybe it's him. He also commented on my attitude and basically referred to me as an angry black woman after a waitress spilled a glass of water on me by mistake. I was shocked but not mad and was not rude to that woman. I cut back on the time I spent with him, and then he ghosted me. Well, weeks later, he was dating another one. He put another lady. He put that on Facebook. I got jealous. I called him, and I told him, you ain't never post me. He said he posted her to get my attention.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he lose your phone number?
Exactly.
He said he misses me and asked if he can get a second chance. I was excited at first, and then I remembered how he treated me. Yeah. Is it a bad idea to give him a second chance? A second chance to do what? You did not give this man one redeeming quality in this letter. He cocky and confident. He brag about working out. He brag about them two cars. Bragging about that tiny house. You sitting up in that tiny house trying to act like it ain't tiny.
Stop.
You can see the TV from everywhere in the house. You in bed watching TV, cooking, watching the same TV show. Can't put two TVs in there. Ain't enough walls in a tiny house for no two TVs. We all got to watch this one TV. Now, you're in the bathroom watching the same TV. I'm over here trying to fry this chicken. And you in here with that dough crack looking at this. If you don't shut this door. So, lady, I don't know. A second chance to do what?
Right.
But you got excited and then you remembered. You remembered that it didn't work. Did you remember that you should have stopped dating him after the first date? Did you remember that he called you an angry black woman? Did you remember that he told you that's why black women get left behind? Because y'all got too many rules and hang-ups. He going to bring them same concerns back with him. Stop. Listen to me, ladies. Stop being tired of being alone. Stop being tired of that.
Makes you desperate.
Because in your alone time is your repair time.
That's right, Steve.
In your alone time is your time to receive everything else God had for you that you was blocking by being in the wrong relationship.
Preach.
God got something for you. You just got to be able to let something go.
That's true.
And you know the hardest thing to let go of? Your past.
Amen to that.
All right,
that's
we'll
the
leave it
hardest
right there.
Thing to let go. And that's the one thing that will keep you from having a bright future.
Amen.
So go on back there and get a little Mr. Strong. Go on, get it.
Leave your comments.
Go on back over there, that little
woman.
Tiny house.
Leave your comments on today's
show. When
Strawberry
you parked two cars in front of the house, you can't even see that little
on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. Check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast, too. It's on the free iHeartRadio app. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.